Okay, today's daf is Yivamos daf Peches, and we will discuss related issue to what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we discussed the power of Eid Echad in general, the Nehemonis of an Eid Echad compared to two Eidim. That's what the Mishnah discussed, one Eid versus two Eidim. The Gemara on today's daf gets into the related topic, which we alluded to, and that is Eid Echad, when an Eid Echad is believed, be Isurin. Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin, that's what the Gemara says on discusses on today's daf, where somebody says, I'm sure that it's kosher, right? Asa Eid Echad V'Amar Bari Li D'Shuman Have, right? Somebody says that I know it's Shuman. So again, against two Eidim, that's different. But generally, if there's no contradiction, we have the principle of Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin. So we're going to talk about what this source is. What is the source for Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin? So Rashi, right here on our daf, says it's based on a svara. Rashi says, Varmali Barili Shumanhu Demehemin, Vahavade Pshitalan, Desamchinan Alei. It's obvious that we rely on this person when he says, I know it's kosher, calls Mandalo Nechshad, as long as he's not suspect for any other reason. If I know that he's not a trustworthy person, okay, then I can't trust him. He doesn't keep Shabbos, that he doesn't have Ne'emanus, and therefore you can't trust his kashrus. But, says Rashi, that as long as he's not chashud, I can trust him, I rely on him. De'ilav hachi, because if you don't say this, if you say that you can't trust a person in regarding kashrus, Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin, ein lecha adam ochel bishel chaveiro. What, nobody will be able to eat at their friend's house ever? Ve'ein lecha adam someich al b'nei beiso, and or their family? Nobody will be able to rely on their family to prepare food? No, Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin. You always eat two Eidim. So I will have to prepare every single food. I will have to shecht every animal myself, and I will have to prepare every dish for myself. Rashi says that's impossible. Right, ein lecha adam ochel bishel chaveiro. It can't be. Right, that's Rashi here. Rashi also in Maseches Gittin says something similar. Says Rashi in Gittin on Beis Mabeis. First off in Gittin, Shaharei Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin. Shaharei he'emina Torah kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. The Torah believed every Jew. Al hafrashas truma v'al hashchita v'al nikar hagid v'hachelev. The Torah believes every Jew that he took off truma, that he shechted properly, that he took out the gidanasha, right? Kosher, not kosher. The Torah believes. Okay, the Torah believes. What's the source? Because the Torah believes. The Torah gives ne'emanus here. And Rashi also similar. Finally, in Maseches Chulin, three different Rashis: Yivamos Peches, Gittin Daf Beis, and then Chulin Daf Yud. But here Rashi already quotes a pasuk: Eid Echad Ne'emon V'Yisurin, Dekol Yachid V'Yachid. He'eminto Torah. The Torah believed every yachid. How do you know? V'zavachta mi'bekarcho mitzoncha. You shall shecht your animals. You shall slaughter your animals. V'shachad es ben abakar. V'achlu, and it says that a kohen does shechita for a karban. V'achli kohanim al yado. And all the kohanim get to eat the karban based on his shechita. Doesn't say that the one karban that did the shechita is the one that eats from the karban. No, all the kohanim. V'lo es kiko laha'amid eidim bedavar. There's never a requirement to appoint Eidim and have Eidim witness the Shechita. Velo etzricha Torah Eidim elo la'onish mamon o misas bezdin. Ula arayos. The Torah only requires either Eidim for more serious cases. Degamrina davar davar mimamon. Because you learn in Gzira Shava that you need money in that case. So Rashi in three different places seems to say that it's based on a svara. That how can you, you know, the Torah obviously wants us to eat at other people's houses and be connected to the Torah. There's never a demand for anything more. If you look on Tosfos Yeshanim, the Tosfos Yeshanim here, the Tosfos Yeshanim says on the side of the Gemara, right here, and also in the Tosfos Yeshanim Hashalim, he quotes Rashi, right? He says, Berach HaKodesh di lo mehem en lo matzinu shum ish sheyuchal le'echol im chaveiro shem yichan edavar eser. V'teima ma lanu bazeh hadavar. Yizur mashiochal. What kind of svar is that? Well, it can't be. Well, obviously, you're going to have to be able to eat at your friend's house. Maybe not. Says Tosfos Yeshanim, maybe you can't trust him. Says, how do you know that? V'teima, right? Malanu, yizur b'mashiochal. Right, I don't understand that. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim Hashalim, he also echoes, again, the Tosfos Yeshanim that we have on our page was a little makutzer, was a little shortened. Most of the time, it's basically the same idea, but once in a while, you have a lengthier discussion in the Tosfos Yeshanim Hashalim. So here, you basically have the same idea. Quotes Rashi, Lo matzinu, sheyuchal lechalom chaveiro, shebiach ledavar iser, v'teima, ma lanu bazeh hadavar, yizar b'ma sheyuchal. Let him just be careful. Let him just be careful from what he eats. So therefore, The Tosfos Yeshayahu gives a different pshat, and this is the pshat that Tosfos gives in Maseches Gittin, and the Tosfos Yeshayahu gives here, and that is a different source. It's not based on a svara. It's based on a pasuk. What pasuk? So let's read it from Tosfos, because that's what everybody knows in this sugya. Tosfos and Gittin adaft beis mevez. Tosfos says, quotes Rashi, and then says, in the second half, v'im tomar uminalan deirechan emem bisurin v'yal ishlam v'yalfinon minida didarshina beperakamadir. You know her from Ishanida, and Ishanida, right? She's able. She doesn't have any edim. She counts her clean days, or nida is just her days. But Izava counts her clean days. V'safra la la'atzma. She counts her days, and therefore that's the source. Says Tosfos, says the Bali Tosfos, says Tosfos Yeshanim, for Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. Right? The Ritva says to that Makar, well, Ein Donan Efshar Misha'i Efshar. There, Ein Breira. Ein Breira, that the woman is the only one that knows, and there's no way to have Eidim. So maybe that's not a good Makar for where there is a possibility to have Eidim. So he also has trouble with the first one. Well, what's the Rashi's idea? It has to be that. You can formulate it in two ways. So number one might say, well, you never find the Torah demanding more than this. Right? You never find the Torah demanding, like the Rashi and Chulin said. The Torah says you can shecht. Never says that you're the only one that's allowed to eat from your shechita. The Torah says that all zichrei kahuna can eat from the karbanos, kachi kachim. So you never find anywhere that only the kohen that shechts is the one that can. So that's, number one, a proof by omission. But also might be connected to the idea that Hashem created the world to live in societies, not to live everybody by themselves. There's connection. There's a social element to society, and that's built into the Bria. And therefore, Rashi could say that, you know, it has to be. To eat at people, to trust each other. To trust each other in terms of food, in terms of shatnas, right? You need Eidim, that there's no shatnas in here. Whenever you have some type of iser. So that's why it's a societal din. Maybe it's connected to the Ramban. Remember the Ramban of Parshas Vayishlach. The Ramban talks about what dinim are. What are dinim? The seventh of the seven, the only mitzvahs aseh of the seven mitzvahs bnei Noach. Right? We have the six los aseh, and then you have dinim. So what are dinim? So the Rambam says dinim are having a bez din set up to judge the other six mitzvahs. Right? A more limited view. That's the Rambam's view of dinim. But the Ramban says no. Rambam says, I don't like that view. I think I have a more expansive. Yaldaiti, says the Ramban in Vayishlach, Hadinim shemanu l'bnei noach m'sheva mitzvot shalahem, einam ahoshiv dayanim b'chol plach v'plach. Bilvad, it's not only to appoint judges in each city, aval tziva osam, but it's basically to have Bezdin create a functioning society. Tziva osam, bedine geneva, ona, oshek, skar sachir, shomrim, Ones, Mefate, Avos Nezikin, Chovel Bachabero, Malve, Love, Mekachumemkar. Says the Ramban, to take care of all of these dinim of damages and interpersonal relationships and loans and stealing, Kenyan Adinim Shinistavu Yisrael. Similar to the judges, the dinim that we have to set up courts, so the non-Jews have to set up a court system to create a functioning society. And that's the mitzvah daraisa. So maybe connected to that idea, the Rashi says that we live in a society, we live connected to each other, and therefore want us to take that into account. So that's point number one, Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos in a few places, whether Eid Echad Emem Yisurin is based on the Svara or based on a Pasuk. If we were to ask which one is stronger, if something's based on a Svara or a Pasuk. So we had a shiur, I can't think, a couple of months ago, last year, about the concept of Svara as a background. So we'll review some of those sources. So I might have said, a Pasuk is stronger. It's straight from Hashem. Hashem tells me what to do based on a Pasuk, V'safrala. But the Gemara in two places comments after a Pasuk is brought as a source for a din, Lamalikra Svarahu. Right? The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chavez by Pesha Asu Pesha Hitir. The woman comes to town and says, "Hi, I'm divorced." We never met her in the first place. She says, "I'm divorced." So we're allowed to trust her because she's the one that tells us that she was married, so she can say that she was divorced. If we know she was married from other sources, then she has to bring proof that she was divorced. But that's a pesha asar, who a pesha itir. If she's the one that causes the problems, she's the one that are allowed to solve the problems. So the Gemara there quotes a pasuk as bitin asadi lishazed. And the Gemara says, "What do you need the pasuk for? It's a svara." You don't need the pasuk. And the Gemara says, okay, you're right, and brings use of the pasuk for something else. Or the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Mevav, by the Sugya of Hamotzei Mechaveir Olav Araya, Right? If you want to be motzi mamun from somebody, so you have to prove it, or else I'm keeping my money. And the Gemara again quotes the pasuk, "Mi baldvar migash alehem yagish raya alehem." And the Gemara then says, "What do you need a pasuk for?" Right? It's a svara. Whoever has a pain goes to the doctor. Right? You want to get your money, so you have to bring proof. And again, the Gemara says, "You're right." So it sounds like from that Gemara, from those two Gemaras, that svara is on the level of daraisa. And if you have a svara, you don't even need a pasuk. Maybe svara, in a certain sense, is even stronger, or at least equal. There's a discussion, fascinating discussion that the Achronim have on brachas daf lamed hey, where the Gemara there says it's a svara to make a bracha, birchas hanehenin. The Gemara tries to quote a pasuk back and forth, and the Gemara's maskana is that ela svarahu asul la adam lehenas jenim bena olam azeh below bracha. It's a svara. You can't get benefit from the world without a bracha. Tosfos there, the bottom Tosfos, Lamed Hamad Aleph in bracha, says, Vikra denasiv la'el asmachta ba'alma. The pasuk that was quoted earlier as the basis for Birchas Hanehenin is an asmachta. It's an asmachta. That's not a real limud. Va'gemara hayasavar mitchila de limud gomarhu. The Gemara originally thought it was a real limud. The Gemara ends up saying, no, it's just an asmachta, but really it's based on the svara. Sounds like from Tosfos, and this is what Rova Poskim hold. And that is, making a bracha before we eat is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it's an asmachta, it's not a din daraisa. Ask the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara, but didn't we just quote two Gemaras? Baba Kama Mem Vav and the Gemara of Ksubas Chav Beis, that svara is on the level of daraisa. Lamali kras svarahu. So why are birchas hanenin d'rabbanan? If it's based on the svara, then birchas hanenin should be daraisa. That's what he says, luli d'mistafina. Or not scared of all the others before me, I would say that making a bracha is a din daraisa. And even if you say some brachas lahakel, I think you could also say that making a bracha is a din daraisa. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that. I don't know why people think that the Rishonim say it's drabanan. Yishlo tamua the bechol hashas mash, but David asim yisvar havi midaraisa. That is the Pnei Yeshua. The tzlach on this Gemara, the Noda Bihuda, says that no, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between the Gemara Svara and the Gemara Svara here by Brachas and the others. There are many, but the Tzlach asks, what about all mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro? You're going to tell me, lomali kara svara hu? Kibbut aveim. Why is there a pasuk by kibbut aveim? It's a svara. Right? Why is there a pasuk for stealing? It's a svara. No, you don't say that. You can't make have a svara to create a mitzvah, says the Noda Bihuda. A svara could explain a din, right? A din on Pesha Asar or Hamotzi Mechver Levaraya. But a svara can't create a mitzvah. And therefore, that's why it's different. That's the slach. If you look at the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss in Dvarim, he says a different chilek. He said there are different kinds of svaras. What we might call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. Right? If you ask the average non-Jew on the street, if it makes sense, ham pesha asar or pesha itir, or most of chaver levaraya, they would say, yeah, that's pure logic based on intellect. Yeah, it makes sense that if you want to take my money, you have to prove it. That makes sense. That's a pure pure logical svara. But then there are ethical svaras. What, making a bracha before you eat? How many non-Jews make brachas before they eat? Maybe once a year by Thanksgiving, they'll say something. But other than that, right? So that's a different type of svara. That's religious logic. That's ethical logic. So that's different. That's not higayon saruf. That's not pure logic, and therefore that's not going to be da'araisa. That's what he says. V'nir lachalik bein svara sichlas shel higayon saruf to gidri adin amischayvim min ahigayon min atarehi. That's da'araisa. Avasaras halev hamusarit kahada asir la'adam lehen as well as ebelo bracha la min atarehi. That is not all right. So that's his chilek. Good. Let's go back to Rashi and Tosfos for a moment. So Rashi says it's based on a svara. Tosfos says it's based on the pasuk by Nida, v'safrala la'atzma. Why would Rashi not like that pasuk? Right, lamali kras svarahu. So it's a svara. So okay, you might say, why? Why does Tosfos need the pasuk? But the pasuk is there to teach me about Nida. So what might be deeper behind this machlokas? So it might be something that we had a shiur about. Way back, if you want to look it up, I checked, it was in Maseches Psachim on Daf Tzadi. We had a shiur about this topic. And that is, Nida in the world of Arayos. Nida in the world of Arayos. If you remember way back, 86 days ago on Dav Beis. On Dav Beis in Yevamos. Remember the Gemara spoke there about the Zika to Yibum. And the Gemara says, if at the moment of the death, there was no Zika, meaning let's say two brothers are married to two sisters, and then one of the brothers dies, so there's no Zika of Yibum, because, you know, Shimon's wife, the Yavama is the sister of Shimon's wife. So if Shimon doesn't have to do Yibum, so, and the Gemara says, and even if Shimon's wife later dies, you still don't have to do Yibum, because once there was no mitzvah of Yibum at the moment of the death, so we say there is no mitzvah of Yibum ever. Then Tosfos says, okay, what if she's a Nida at the time that the husband dies? So the sister Kari is to be with her, that she can't do Yibum at that moment. So why don't you say the same thing? Because once she is a Nida at that moment, so say she's Aser forever. So that you don't say. So Tosfos has an answer. Tosfos says, don't compare. Don't compare Achos Isha to Nida. Achos Isha is only Aser to him. Nida is Aser to everybody. And therefore, that's what Tosfos says. And therefore, shouldn't that make Nida even worse? Nida is Aser to everybody. So the Tosfos Rosh expands and says, no. That's not saying worse or better. It's saying different. The Tosfos Rosh has in one line. There on Daf Beis. Nida is Aser to everybody, and therefore, that shows it's not an Erva. An Erva, Arayos, is mutter to some and aser to others. Nida is a different type of iser, says the Tosfos Rosh Beferish, explaining Tosfos. And therefore, don't compare. When do we say that there's no Zika if there's an Erva at the moment of the death? But if there happens to be an Isser, that does not mean that it's Aser. Aval Nida l'kul yam asura, v'lo mikri Erva, de'ena asura mishum kurva. And that's the Tosfos Rosh. And this is, again, Rabbeinu Tam says it Beferish also, in the Sefer HaYasha. This has to do with how you understand the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Right, the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, we had it earlier, a couple of dafim ago, when we were trying to find the sugya, the beginning of Ha'arel, I think. Beginning of Ha'arel, we quote this Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Remember, on Daf Ayin, we're trying to figure out the sources for Ha'arel. So again, I don't remember the exact daf, but the Gemara is searching. How do you know Ha'ara is enough for? Let me see if I can find it for a second. But it's there in it's in Kiddushin Daf Samach Zayin Samaches, and therefore we also had it a couple of daf ago. And the Gemara ends up by saying, "Well, how do you know Hukshu Kol Arayos live right together?" So is Nida included in that? Why? Because Nida is one of the is Chayiv Karis. But Gemara says we had earlier Daf Mem Tes that Nida does not create a mamzer. Hakol modim biva ala Nida veala sota she'en avlan mamzer. So there's no mamzer, but it's an iser karis. So what does that tell us? What's the exception and what's the rule? Is it it's an erva, but it's, there's no mamzeris, or the fact that there's no mamzeris shows that it's not really an erva? So that is the question. Oh, was it Nun Gimel? That was the here Nun Dalin Mabeis. There it is. Nun Dalin Mabeis. Huk Shukal Arayas Kulam Lanida. It was the beginning of a parak. Beginning of parak Avay Yevimto. Now the beginning of Ha'ara. So that's the question. How do you understand that Hekesh of Rav Yonah? Is Nida one of the Arayas but a little different, or is Nida not one of the Arayas? So Bali Tosfos say on Daf Beis and elsewhere that Nida is not one of the Arayas. The Rambam in a few places makes it clear that Nida is one of the Arayas. The Rambam in Isurei Bia, right? Chaf Aleph Dalid says the Rambam. Mutter lo adam lahabit v'ishtok she nida v'yaf al pi she'i erva. A man can look at his wife when she's a nida, even though she is an erva. Chav beis, the next parak. Chav beis aleph. The Rambam says in context of yichud, osur l'siyachid im erva. You can't be misyachid with an erva, except for mother and son, father and daughter, baal imishto nida. Those are the exceptions to the rule that you can't be misyachid with arayas, except for those, and elsewhere as well. The Rambam also earlier in Perek Dalid discusses this as well. Nida hariyu kashar kol harayos. Perek Dalid halacha aleph. So machlokas we shown him whether Nida is one of the harayos. So maybe again there are other nafkaminas also we discussed then. But maybe that's also part of behind the machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Maybe Rashi is uncomfortable with using the safra law for eid echanim and bi isurin Because maybe Nida is different. Maybe Rashi holds Nida is one of the Arayas. And therefore, I'm not comfortable using that makar for general Eidechanem and Bisurin. While Tosfos, Lishitaso, Tosfos said Nida is not one of the Arayos. So maybe that's why Tosfos is fine using that for general Eidechanem and Bisurin. Is there any evidence of what Rashi holds? So just one source, which is an agadic source, but maybe it's related. The Gemara says on the Vav Amud Beis in Gittin that a person should not be very angry in his house and instill anger in all of his family. Why? Because it could lead to the big three averes. It could lead to Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Chilul Shabbos. Right? Doesn't have Avodah Zarah there. It could lead to Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Chilul Shabbos. So how could being angry lead to these? So maybe Shvichas Damim, she'll be so scared of her husband, she'll run out at night and go to a dangerous place. And it'll lead her to die. Gilei Arayos, she'll be scared to tell her husband that it was too cold to go to the river. And she'll be scared, and she'll be with him when she is a Nida. Oh, and the Gemara calls that Gilei Arayos. And that's Rashi. So maybe that's Rashi. Rashi holds that Nida is Arayos, and that's why Rashi was not comfortable using that Makar for Eidechan and Mabisurin. Okay, this is some of the ideas about Eidechan and Mabisurin and the Makar. Okay, we'll stop here.